Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jihad is one of the most hotly debated topics which we come across in these days. We know that jihad is something which has become a very thorny issue in the mind of our intelligentsia, in the mind of people who study Islam, and in the mind of Muslims who actually think that they are waging jihad against the enemy. Now, one of the very, very common topics and very common issues which needs to be discussed while studying jihad is the fact that what exactly is the basis of jihad? On what grounds does a Muslim country, for example, wage war on a non-Muslim country or some other country? Now, the most important thing in this whole issue is to realize that the Quran is replete with two types of jihad. It contains details regarding two types of jihad. One of them is specific. It's absolutely specific. It cannot be generalized. And the specific jihad relates to the jihad which was waged by the messengers of God. And in fact, it was nothing but divine punishment meted out by God and through his messengers on people who had deliberately denied the truth. People who had intentionally denied the truth in the times of the messengers of God, they were punished. And this jihad is absolutely specific to the messengers of God, and it cannot be extended to other later times. The jihad which now people can conduct after the departure of the Prophet and his companions is solely against oppression and persecution perpetrated by some other country. And this persecution and this oppression, this injustice, of course, is the sole reason, as I said, against which jihad can be waged. And it is mentioned in the Quran by these words: وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَزْرَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْبِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا وَاجْعَلْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ نَصِيرًا. And what has come over you that you fight not in the cause of Allah? And for those weak, ill-treated, and oppressed among men, women and children whose cry is, Our Lord, rescue us from this town of oppressors, and raise from us from you one who will protect, and raise from us from you one who will help. So this verse is very explicit, and it says that this now is the sole grounds of jihad which can be conducted. We have to realize this fact that since the Quran is a book in which both these types of jihad is mentioned, people tend to mix these up. One must be very clear that the jihad which the prophets of God, the messengers of God carried out, was in fact divine punishment which is meted out to their addressees who were guilty of intentionally denying the truth. And of course, this was not forcibly converting them to Islam, as some people understand to say. They think that while these endeavors were meant to convert people to Islam forcibly, this was not the case. They were punishing people for denying the truth deliberately. So today, we cannot wage war simply because other people we think are denying the truth of Islam, for example. The only grounds of jihad, as I said, is against countries who are guilty of oppression, who are guilty of persecution. And of course, this stage should also be reached once diplomatic ties fail. Whenever a country is guilty of such irresponsible acts, of course, it has to be resorted to diplomatic means that should be stopped from doing so. Only if these diplomatic means fail, should one resort to this. And of course, this oppression could be conducted, can be perpetrated by both a Muslim country and a non-Muslim country. In all these cases, the situation is the same. And the bottom line is, and the summary of the whole matter is, that one must make a distinction between the jihad which was carried out by the messengers of God on the authority of God, and which was specific to them, which cannot be extended beyond them, and the jihad that we can conduct today. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.